Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Beautiful Legacy Podcast. I am your host, Abigail Gagnon, and as most of you know, I am a spoonie and deal with multiple chronic illnesses. If you have not listened to past episodes and you do not know anything about that, I would suggest going back and listening to any of the Spoonie Life episodes or the episode that I did with Chelsea called Getting the Better of Endo, where we also talk about some of these things that I deal with health-wise. But today we are talking with a fellow Spoonie. And Mitch, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Mitch Bone. I'm from Montana. And I was born with spina bifida. So that has made me wheelchair bound. So I live in a wheelchair. And with spina bifida comes a lot of different health issues. So I have kidney issues and just a bunch of different things that have come from my spina bifida. But the main diagnosis is spina bifida.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I know you said that you have some other health complications. Are those all related, or do some of the things that you struggle with are not related?
No, they're all related.
Because I have multiple different things, but a lot of them have similar symptoms. And so sometimes it's hard to know, like, is this because of my thyroid condition? Is this because my spine is out of alignment and that's what's causing the migraines? Or is it just because I have chronic migraines in general? Like, I don't know. Or is my neck and shoulder pain because my head hurts so much and I'm extra tense? Or is my head pain hurting worse because of my shoulders?
Right.
So, yeah. And can you tell the listeners who don't know what spina bifida is a little bit more about what that diagnosis means? Is that something that you have to be born with, or is that something that you can develop later on?
Yeah, sure. So it's something you're born with. And the weird thing about spina bifida is it looks different on every single person. So it all depends on where it affected your spine. And so I was born with the bubble on my spine, on the lower part of my spine. And so, what that means for me is basically I have really weak ankles, and so I can't walk. But there are people with spina bifida that can walk. There are people with spina bifida that are worse off than I am. It really is dependent on where on your spine it injures you. And it is from birth. Yes.
And is that something that they can detect while the child is in the womb? Or is that something that people wouldn't find out until the child is born?
Yeah. So I was born in 95 and my parents found out 10 days before I was born. I do think now, thanks to just technology, you know, that was 28 years ago. They have advanced it to where you find out sooner. And I believe, do not quote me on this, I believe they are actually able to, depending on the severity of it, reverse it in utero.
Oh, that is really interesting. It always fascinates me with the different things with, like, so that they can do in utero. I feel like as if I was pregnant and had them needing to do neonatal surgery, that would scare me so much. But it's also really awesome that they can do that and help children before they're even born. It's just crazy.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure on that 100%, but I do think I read that somewhere that they can now.
Yes, that is really interesting. I'm going to have to look into that. Obviously, even if it's not for that specific thing, that they can do that in some cases in general, which is really interesting. And what would you say are some of the biggest misconceptions that you hear about your condition?
So it's not necessarily my condition, but it's the fact that I'm in a wheelchair. So I live in Montana, and we don't have the most handicapped people in Montana, especially that aren't elderly. The majority of our people that are in wheelchairs are elderly. So it's just kind of almost expected that they would be in a wheelchair. And so growing up and everything, it was assumed that because I'm in a wheelchair, I have a mental disability. And that still is something I deal with a lot. And that's tough to deal with.
That would be really hard. And how would you say that has impacted, and your condition in general has impacted, your mental and emotional health?
Most of the time, not too bad. I have a really great family and a really good group of friends that don't let me get down. But to say I haven't had periods of times with, I don't even know if I would call it necessarily depression, but just being down on myself would also be a lie. I've definitely had those periods of time. But again, I just lean on my family and friends, and they're usually able to help dig me out of it.
That's really awesome. I'm so glad that you had that support system. I know for me, I have been in constant pain for like 15 years now. And it's really interesting to me how that I will go through phases where I'm like, it's all good, I'm used to it. And then I'll have days in a row where I'm just like, I'm so over this.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that I'm gonna like kill myself, but just like, I just want to not be in this pain all the time. And I don't like that there's no end in sight. I mean, yes, there are certain things that I can do that have helped, and I'm grateful for that. But it's not like if I'm sick and I'm having a flare, I can go, okay, well, once I'm not, you know, don't have this cold anymore, like that will kind of help. But the general pain just, it's not going to go away. And it can be very hard sometimes. So I can totally relate to that.
Yeah.
And with that, like, how do you feel that your condition has impacted like your daily life and different friendships and relationships?
Yeah. So daily life, I mean, it's hard. There are days where it's hard for me to even get out of bed. Just even a simple thing. So I can't really use my legs much. So I have to use my arms for the move to get out of bed into my wheelchair. And gravity is not the biggest or the best friend of people that have to do that. So that can be difficult sometimes. But, and then you mentioned friendships. That can be hard too, just because, again, living in Montana, not everywhere is super handicap accessible, especially when it comes to homes and apartment buildings of my friends where they live. So, you know, if I have to go out, or I shouldn't say have to, if I want to go out with my friends, it usually has to be in a public place because their houses or apartments are not handicap accessible.
Mm-hmm. That would be really hard to have that limitation. And are there certain things that you're able to do to help with any pain or anything that you may have, like different physical therapy or different things like that, or medication? Like, what is your everyday kind of process like to help manage any pain or anything like that that you deal with?
So ignore it. I hate to admit that I do that, but I do. I kind of quit physical therapy after high school. I had been going to it my whole life up until then, and I didn't really see the point in it anymore. And so I quit going to physical therapy. But I mean, I'll occasionally like get massages that'll help my shoulders. I've had had physical therapists tell me you're the reason I have a job because my shoulders are so messed up. But for the most part, it's just going day to day and ignoring it is what I do.
I have days like that too. I definitely have days, or I'll have days where I'll be like, I don't feel good, but I have all these things I need to do. So I'm just going to push through and then regret it the next day, because then I like don't want to get out of bed or can just make it to the couch. So I definitely am guilty of that as well. And I lost the question that I was going to ask. I guess I'll ask the next question. And if I remember what I was going to ask, I'll come back to it. But if your body and soul aligned, like what are some different things that you would want to be doing that you can't do because of your condition?
Yeah. So I'm a big sports fan. I've loved sports my entire life. And so my mom always jokes with me, and she's like, you know, a part of me, and this is a small part of her, is kind of happy you were in a wheelchair, because I know you would have been playing football, and that's not good either. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I would have been playing football. So that is probably it. I would have played football. Would have just played more sports. And yeah, would have enjoyed that.
And what are some of the things that you can do that you use to fill your time?
Yeah, so one of the things that I've really gotten to love is I, with my love of sports, have started a couple of sports podcasts. And so I interview athletes and coaches and then just talk sports with a friend of mine. So that fills a lot of my time. And then I love video games. Movies fill a lot of my time. And then, as I mentioned earlier, with my amazing family and friends, just spending time with them.
That's awesome. I think one misconception that I feel like a lot of people have of those of us who either don't work outside the home because of physical limitations or whatever it may be, that they just assume that we just sit at home all day and do nothing.
Right.
And I understand that obviously sometimes, depending on how bad of a pain day we have, sometimes we can't do whatever it is that we want to do. But I feel like most people would be so bored sitting around doing nothing that it surprises me how many people think that that's what those of us with chronic illnesses just do. It's just sit around and do nothing, especially since if we sat around and did nothing to a point, that would alleviate some of our pain. So right. Yeah, I don't understand it. So I remember the other question that I was going to ask before that with different resources. Have you found anything, any groups on Facebook, any different resources that you would suggest to people either with any chronic condition or with yours specifically that you have found helpful?
No, but I actually started my own here in our town for people with chronic illnesses. So I haven't, but I'm going to admit that's probably a little bit due to my own not looking too hard. So, and plus, like I said, in Montana, it's hard to find a whole lot of resources that are just always there because a lot of times things will go by who's running them. Mm-hmm. And if they're run well one year, they're not there the next year. So
that is really sad.
Yeah.
So what is the resource that you started?
So all I have is it's a chronically ill support group of Yellowstone County.
Mm-hmm.
And so we meet once a month and just talk about different things with our disabilities, whether that be pain, doctors, whatever it is, whatever the topic is. And then we're just kind of a support group for each other, you know, with whatever's going on that month.
That is so awesome. I am so glad that the people around you that are in a similar position have that. That is really awesome. And for anyone listening, I do have a group on Facebook called Faking Being Well. And we also have a messenger support group for those of us that struggle with different chronic health conditions. Because I think so often people think that we're faking being sick. And in reality, we are faking being well. So that is why it is called that. So if anybody wants the link to that, feel free to reach out, beautiful_legacy on Instagram. Or if you know me personally, reach out and I can get you connected. And what are some things that you feel like people assume that you can't do, but you actually can do?
So the big one is drive. No one knows that I can drive, or like when I go places by myself, they'll be like, oh, do you need to call your parents to come get you? Nope, I drove myself here. So I have, I was actually gifted a Ford Explorer that's fully equipped for my wheelchair about 8 years ago and from a local body shop here. And it's completely changed my life. And yeah, so that's probably the biggest thing for me would be that I can drive and get around pretty well on my own.
That is so awesome that you were gifted that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so for those that may not know, how do you drive with just your hands? Like, is it like a separate like lever that you have? Is there certain buttons? How does that work?
Yeah. So I do think there are different types of hand controls.
Mm-hmm.
So mine, I have like, I call it a dummy knob. I don't know if that's actually what it's called, but that's on my steering wheel and that's how I steer. And then off to the left-hand side, I have a lever that I push towards the front of the car for the brake and then down towards the floor of the car for the gas.
Interesting. And do you have to hold those the entire time, or if it's pushed towards gas, it's just going to continue to go?
I mean, gas, I barely had to press on it at all for it to go. So that's not too hard. But yeah, to keep the brake on, I do have to press it the entire time.
Oh, I mean, I guess that makes sense because you would do the same thing with your foot. So
yeah,
that makes sense. And what would you say some of the things that people say about your limitations or say about your disability that you do not appreciate and wish that people would stop saying?
Okay, yeah. So the one word that I hate for any disability, not just my own, I hate the word crippled. I wish that word would never be used. I hate that I even just used it there. But it had to be said. So that is the one word that I wish would not be used. And then the other thing that I wish is I wish we would get to a point where people didn't stare at other people in wheelchairs. I get stared at all the time at grocery stores, at amusement parks, wherever I'm at, I get stared at like I'm some sort of circus animal, and I'm not. So that would be the biggest thing for me.
That is so odd to me. I can't imagine, like, I wouldn't look at anybody in a wheelchair more than I would look at anyone else around me. Besides, yeah, like, maybe yeah, making sure I wasn't in their way if
right,
they were close to me. But that's really odd. That would be super frustrating.
Yeah, and with that, I kind of have, you know, a lot of days I'm able to brush it off as people are ignorant. But I have my days where I definitely will lash out a little bit. And I just think they kind of deserve it that day.
Yeah, well, I think standing up for yourself is obviously very important. And depending on how they're doing it, like if they're glaring at you or you can tell that they're whispering about you and pointing at you, like that's totally different than just them staring at you across the room, which is super creepy and weird. I'm not saying it isn't.
Right.
But definitely sometimes people need to be put in their place, because if not to say that it's people's fault if they get treated poorly, but I think that there is a time where if we allow someone to treat us a certain way, even if it is a stranger, like we're teaching them that it's okay to treat other people like that or to treat us like that.
Yep.
Which obviously is not okay. And with the word cripple, I'm sorry, what would you say, like, you would rather people say when they're talking about your disability?
Just say disabled or handicapped.
Yeah. That makes sense. Honestly. That's what I would have assumed, but I didn't know if there was a different word that I was not aware of or wouldn't have thought of that would be a better term to use.
No, it's not that hard. Those are the two that are, in my eyes, I mean, some people don't even like disabled. I don't know why on that one, but I don't mind that. So disabled or handicapped are the two that I would say are the most prevalently used and most acceptable.
That makes sense. And I know that in my experience, at least, and I know that a lot of other fellow Spoonies deal with this as well. But when you go to doctors, having people not necessarily take you seriously or think that they know more about what your everyday life is like because they're the doctor and they, you know all the terms and all these things. What would you say, like, tips for advocating for yourself with medical professionals? Have you experienced stuff like that?
Yeah, so I actually just had an experience with this this last week and ended up in the hospital over it. So part of my disability is I get chronic urinary tract infections like almost all the time. But so I was having one when I went into my urologist a couple weeks ago, and I said, hey, I need to get tested. I know I've got one. Can you just test me? And they said, well, you're not really having any symptoms, so no. Well, not even a week later, I was in the hospital with a full-blown UTI that went up into my kidneys and was borderline going septic. So I guess my advice to people is don't take no for an answer. If you feel like your body needs something, whether that's a urine test, whatever it is, do not let them say no.
Yeah. And sometimes, unfortunately, that means then you have to go to a different place.
Yep.
Because I've had to do that. And it's just, it's so annoying. And I understand they have certain, you know, rules and whatever, but I feel like at the same time, like, when did it stop being like, we're human beings and we're not just numbers and we're not just, it drives me nuts. And I have had to change doctors before. And I think that sometimes people are afraid to do that because they're like, oh, well, I can't change the doctor because I've been going to this one for forever. And that doesn't mean anything. If they're not listening to you and they're not doing what they need to do, then you need to change doctors and find right. someone that does. Because there are doctors out there that will genuinely care about you and help you in the way that you need to be helped.
Yes.
And yeah, it definitely, it can be super frustrating. I know there was a time when I was fainting on a more regular basis and I fainted, but I didn't hit my head and I didn't completely fall because somebody caught me and was able to kind of like put me on this chair. And oh, nice. It was nice, except for the fact that then when I went to the ER and said, hey, like this was one of the worst episodes, like, I don't know what's going on. It's starting to get worse and worse. And they're like, oh, we need to make an appointment with your PCP or your neurologist if you have one, because we can't do anything for you because you didn't hit your head. And I was like, okay, I'm not a doctor. I don't know for sure. Maybe there really is nothing they could have done for me. But I just feel like, how could you just tell someone like, oh, you didn't hit your head, so...
Yeah,
that you're fine. Right. It's like, obviously that's not fine. I fainted and I would have hit my head if someone didn't catch me.
Right.
It's not my fault that somebody else was there. And yeah. It just makes no sense. Or I've been told before that my back pain, like I'm just making it up, or like if it's so bad. And then I had to get taken to a different hospital and they ended up putting me on all these different meds and were like, oh yeah, like we can tell it's spasming. And I'm like, see, stupid other ER doctor. Didn't know what he's talking about. He's like, oh, if you were in as much pain as you're describing, you would be in tears and you would be like, whatever. And I'm like, just because I'm able to keep my composure does not mean that the pain is not real. Like, my tears should not determine whether or not I'm in pain. Like, that's just, it makes zero sense.
Well, and also when you're chronically in pain, your pain tolerance goes up.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I one time had something fall on my hand and it hurt so bad. Like I could not like bend my fingers without wanting to cry. And the guy at the, I think it was the ER, maybe it was a walk-in, told me, oh, well, something like that light, which it wasn't light. It was a freaking like burger machine. But anyways, that if something that light fell on your hand, it wouldn't have broken it. And if it was really broken, you wouldn't be able to move it at all. And I was like, I'm looking like I'm going to like, feel like I'm going to cry moving it. So I don't understand it. It literally makes no sense. And then he's like, oh, yeah. Well, one time I had a motorcycle fall on my hand and it didn't break it. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Because that's good luck. Good for you.
Exactly. Because somebody could fall and like, all the bones I've broken, I have fallen and people are like, oh my gosh, how did you break that? You like had like fell at this like weird angle and whatever. So that means nothing. If right. you did it just right, just like, I don't know, a cup, if I were to drop it at the right angle, like just because I dropped it once on the hardwood floor and it didn't break, doesn't mean if I drop it again, it's not going to break. I don't know. Drives me yes. nuts. And with the spina bifida, is there anything that you think that people may not necessarily know, like about, like, I know you said it affects your kidneys and you often have UTIs, but is there anything else that you deal with that's related that people might not necessarily know?
I can't really think if these are related or not. So I guess no, not really. I mean, I have a high heart rate that maybe because of it, I'm not entirely sure. Mm-hmm. And I have sleep apnea that maybe because of it, but I'm not, again, entirely sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And besides the driving and obvious and needing a special car and obviously having ramps to go places, are there other things that you have found that have helped you that like accommodating things?
Yeah. So like grab bars are really helpful for me. Because again, I'm using my arms basically for any move I do. Mm-hmm. So I have grab bars to get into, you know, my bathroom, in multiple places in there. And then just if I'm out in public and need to use the restroom or whatever, if they have grab bars, that's amazing.
That's awesome. I'm glad that they like at least have it in some places near you and not have nothing for you to
right.
use. And is there anything that I haven't mentioned or asked that you would like to add?
Not that I can think of, no.
Well, I really appreciate you giving me some of your time today. And where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so I find, or I make it really easy to find myself. I'm on basically everything. Facebook, it's Mitch Bone. And then I'm on Instagram. I think that's Bone period 2313. And then I'm on TikTok. I think that's Bone 2313. Basically anywhere on social media, just look up Mitch Bone and you should be able to find it.
Awesome. And with the podcast being called Beautiful Legacy, I like to ask all my guests, what kind of legacy do you want to leave and why?
Oh, man. So I want to leave a legacy that kind of goes off of my mantra in life. I want to leave a legacy that shows I've lived a life of no excuses. So there's a book called No Excuses by Kyle Maynard. And he was born without arms and legs and has done amazing things in his life. And so I've kind of always lived by that no excuses mindset. And that's kind of what I want my legacy to be, that I live my life with no excuses.
That is awesome. I love that. And how would you say you're making that happen?
Well, I think, you know, just going day to day, you know, driving is something that not a lot of people with disabilities do, especially physical disabilities. And so, you know, when a doctor tells me no, or whatever, tells me I can't do that, I try to prove them wrong, because that's just my personality. And then also, you know, when I was born, they didn't know if I'd make it past 10. Just again, kind of that not really having a whole lot of knowledge about the disability at that point. And here I am at 28. So I kind of feel like every day is a no excuses type of day, just from that standpoint.
That is awesome. I love that. And to those that make excuses, whether they are a fellow Spoonie or not, what would you say is some of like the biggest things that you do to help get out of your head and just do what you need to do and go for what you want to go for?
Honestly, I don't know. I guess the biggest thing for me that I do to get out of my head is just say, if I'm not going to do it, who's going to do it? And so that's a big thing for me. And then I do recognize that like things for me look differently. And so I like to think of it as almost like a challenge, like, hey, let me figure out how to do this even with my disability. So I like to do that.
That's really awesome. I think that sometimes it's so easy to be like, oh, well, what difference can I make? And if I were to do this, does that even matter? And I think that using that mindset, like, you're right, it's not going to matter if you don't actually take the step and do the thing. And I'm a big advocate for the fact that what we do, even if we just impact one person, that person can then take the way that we impacted them and impact someone else, and therefore create like a huge ripple effect way bigger than we may ever even know, just because we did something. And our no's can impact just as many people as our yeses can.
Exactly.
So again, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And to the listeners, as always, you are loved, you are worth it, you are priceless, and I will talk to you all later. Hello, friends. So I just wanted to say that this episode I recorded when I'm pretty sure I'm coming down sick. Like, I definitely have started to feel worse as the day has gone on and definitely do not feel right. So if I'm, you know, maybe not making full sense, or I don't know, I feel like I may have asked questions that he somewhat answered at different points. I swear I was listening, but brain fog is real right now. So if you're a little bit confused by my host skills in this episode compared to other episodes, like I said, I'm pretty sure I'm coming down with a cold. So I do apologize. But I swear if you listen to other episodes, if this is the first one you've listened to, I normally am a lot better at having a conversation than I feel like I did in this episode. And maybe it's all in my head. Maybe it's because I don't feel good. But I just wanted to put that out there for anyone that this is the first episode they've listened to, or one of the first, and you're a little bit confused. So anyways, I hope you all have a beautiful day and great weekend. And I will talk to you next time.